Good morning. First of all, I would like to thank Mahadevi Tirth, Swamiji Maharaj and Maji to give us the opportunity, to give us the platform to share our thoughts about some topics. My topic is inspiring women. Before speaking my thoughts about this topic, I would like to say the life of Maji has been a really inspiring idol for me and for all the ladies who have been associated with Mahadevi Tirth. So here come my thoughts on my topic, inspiring women. A woman is full of selfless love, care and emotions. She is a divine mother. She has the power to create, nurture and transform. There is no limit on what we as women can accomplish. A strong woman is one who feels deeply and loves fearlessly. A strong woman is both soft and powerful. She is both practical and spiritual. A strong woman in her essence is a gift to the world. Maa Sharda was an idolizing woman who was spiritual and is worshipped as a divine mother. Sri Ramakrishna and Sharda Devi lived together as married awakened masters. Maa Sharda was a devoted wife, disciple and chaste nun. And Sri Ramakrishna immersed himself in the traditions, teachings and practices of many religions. Ramakrishna would regard Sri Sharda Devi as an incarnation of Divine Mother. He regularly addressed her as Holy Mother. Both of these Indian guru mystics were deeply committed saints in service to humanity. Upon moving into their home together, Ramakrishna asked Maa Sharda Devi if she has come to distract him from his godly life and pull him into the world of Maya. Sharda Devi responded, "No, I am here to help you realize your chosen idol." Maa Sharda Devi mentioned, "One must have devotion towards his own guru. Whatever may be the nature of the guru, the disciple gets salvation by dint of his unflinching devotion towards his guru." Conscious of her divine nature, yet rarely expressing it, Maa Sharda was known for her kindness, motherly care, and ability to help her disciples find peace in their hearts. She continued her compassionate work until her last journey. Women have suffered a lot through the years. Today is a need of making women powerful to make them capable of deciding for themselves. In earlier centuries, they were treated as almost non-existent. Women had no rights to something as basic as voting. Almost every country, no matter how progressive it is, has a history of ill-treating women. India is amongst those countries which are not safe for women. There are various reasons for this. Firstly, women in India are in danger of being killed. Women were not allowed to make decisions for themselves. As the time evolved, women realized their power. Thereon began the revolution for women empowerment. This made women aware of their rights and how they must make their own place in society rather than depending on a man. They recognized the fact that things cannot simply work in someone's favor because of their gender. However, we still have a long way to go when we talk about the reasons why we need it. Women are not allowed to pursue higher education. They are married off early. Domestic violence is a major problem in India. Women are afraid to speak up. We need to empower these women to speak up for themselves and never be a victim of injustice. Education for girls must be made compulsory so that women can become literate to make a life for themselves. Women must be given equal opportunities in every field, irrespective of gender. Moreover, they must also be given equal pay. We can empower women by abolishing child marriage. Most importantly, the shame of divorce and abuse must be thrown out of the window. In Ramayana, Sita is no longer a weak wife. She has transformed into an empowered mother. Sita's eyes are full of devotion for her lord, but she has the strength to stand back in detachment from him. As she breathes, the trees of the forest dance in tune. Her voice is powerful due to tapascharya. Sita has a calm composure and she walks with her head held high as she has fulfilled her dharma of being mother to the prince. The fact is that Sita is no longer just a mother of two children but a Jagat Janani, divine mother of all creations, who look upon all living beings with love and affection. To conclude, self-awareness and spiritual empowerment hold the key to freedom and raising the status of women in the society. Economic independence and financial security that comes with it impart self-confidence to a woman. At the end, I would like to say, be a strong woman so that your daughter will have a role model and your son will know what to look for in a woman when he is a man. Thank you. Thank you. Regards to Mahadevi Tirth and Guruma. Thank you.